with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Happy New Year to you all. Merry Christmas is behind us. We've got the New Year coming up here in a few days, so great time to get together with people and send out the old, bring in the new, and eat some good food, and part of that is ribs. And we're talking about the basics of ribs. We get this question a lot from listeners, and I want to finish up, Bob, because we were talking about prep mostly with the, how we were going to get them ready for the... Now, some people got box smokers. Some people got...
That's a huge variance, too. Yeah, right. What are you using?
Right. What are you using to cook these things? Do they have to be smoked? Can I do them in the oven? You know, all of those questions that we get. Let's explore a little bit of that.
Yeah. I mean, lots of places do them in the oven. Lots of people.
Right.
Conrad's wife probably does hers in the oven.
Yep.
I don't think you've bought her a smoker yet because you don't want her to show you up.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
But, you know, not everybody has room for a smoker. Maybe they're in a condo, whatever.
Right, yep, right.
And can you use liquid smoke? Maybe.
Not much. A little bit goes a long way. It's kind of like perfume.
But it's actually a little better than you might think. I don't use it because I'm using a smoker.
Right. Yep, and we're... So, temperature-wise... You know, everybody thinks smoker low and slow. That's pretty much the rule.
Well, time out. What level of smoke are you trying to impart on your meat?
That's a huge factor. Yep, great
point. Some people don't, like my wife, she doesn't want too much smoke on it.
Right, just a whiff, not a full flavor. And what that is I think where Bob's going with this is it's the temperature on the front end of the cook versus the temperature on the middle and the back end of the cook, because smoke comes with low heat,
yep,
and cooking comes with higher heat. And
yeah,
you can do both.
Because of the combustion process, to get that heat, you have to burn your fuel a little hotter, right?
Right.
So you're combusting your smoke, you're reburning it almost.
Yep. We're on the front end as that stuff gets going. I mean, you've all seen, if you work with charcoal or wood, you're getting it going, there's a lot of smoke, and then when it comes up hot, you're not getting so much smoke. Well, you want to have your meat exposed to both of those, in my opinion, because once meat hits 140 degrees, it doesn't take smoke anyway. It starts layering on top. It doesn't penetrate the meat. It's like the cell structure closes down. So it's on the front end of your cook. Generally, when you're getting your fire going, you throw your ribs on there, and they're going to accept a little bit of smoke. But be careful, because too much, you can't undo it.
Well,
you can't wipe it off. It's on there.
And I'm cutting a bunch of hickory right now, and I'll have a load for you.
Great.
You'll have to come out and pick it up.
I'll do it. I'll do that. It's worth the trip.
I'm thinking of doing it today if the rain lets up.
Yeah.
But I like hickory. Michigan guys like hickory, oak. Some like maple. I'm not the biggest maple fan. I do like wild cherry.
But apple, you know, that doesn't come from a chemical orchard, you can find a wild apple tree.
Yeah, and, you know, so I'm going to use something like that. And I don't know. I don't go as heavy. If I have a good charcoal, a really good charcoal, mm-hmm, and I like royal oak charcoal,
yep,
lump. If I have a good charcoal, I'm going to go very easy on the flavor wood.
Yeah.
You can go too far and too fast. Also, if you're using green wood, green wood's gonna give you a lot of smoke, and you're gonna get your food kind of black. So we're off the rib path now, but I mean, so anyway,
well, we are, but we're not, because smoking ribs is classic. I mean, I think everybody thinks about ribs. They went, oh man,
that's,
you do
barbecue.
Ribs on the, yeah, that's barbecue. That's
or
what it's
chicken.
All about.
Yeah. Or butt,
so,
or brisket.
So how do you know they're done, Bob? Because it's a little difficult, not impossible, but a little difficult to put a probe in a set of ribs.
Yeah,
so
nobody tempts a rib.
Right, so give us the, what's it look like in your mind?
You know, I'm going to say your average guy is going to go 250 to 275 for the cook chamber. And let's say you've got your mustard and rubs and everything on, and you got them racked up there. There used to be a guy who promoted something, and Stephen Reichlin used to even say this, but... 3-2-1. 3 hours open, 2 hours wrapped, and 1 hour open and sauced. You, you can't do that because people just remember 3, 2, 1. They're not paying attention to what temperature they were doing,
right,
what kind of a rib it was, what kind of charcoal and wood they're smoking, you know. So,
right.
So stay away from that. I like where you're heading. How do you tell when it's time to wrap?
Right.
And I do wrap, again.
You're a butcher paper guy rather than, yep.
So when foil. I see, a half inch of that rib sticking out, I know it's gotta be wrapped. But also what we used to teach is that you grab your big long tongs, grab the end of that rib, and then kind of bounce it like a diving board and see how it reacts. You're checking.
So you're lifting the whole rack.
Yes.
Up. Yep.
The whole, yep. And if it's pretty stiff, you got a ways to go. But if you got a half an inch of rib sticking, bone sticking out, it's time to wrap.
Right.
You're close. So you got to get going and either wrap it or put it in a cake pan, put a lid on it, put it in the oven, whatever you're doing. It's time to slow the evaporation process down. You want those to be nice and juicy. And you can take a little apple cider. You can take a little whatever, chicken broth, whatever you like rehydrating with, beer, wine, whatever. You could do bourbon.
Right. So Bob's mentioned this half an inch of bone sticking out. And what that really is referencing is that as the ribs cook, they draw in from the ends of the bone. And that's like Mother Nature's little temp indicator for you.
Yes.
If that thing hasn't drawn back, because when you started cooking them, you look at them, the meat's right out to the end of the bone, right? And when that draws back in, you know that it's cooking. And that's just a good indicator if you don't have a thermometer. You get that half inch of bone sticking out there.
And
it's time to wrap them up a little bit.
And that's like worldwide. Everybody agrees with that. What they don't always agree on is, are you going to wrap? And I don't care if you wrap or not. I simply wrap. I'm going to hydrate a little bit. And I'm going to wrap and maybe do the same temperature for another hour. And how I know if they're done is I'm going to take those tongs again. I'm going to lay that rack out, and I'm going to grab the first two or three ribs with those tongs and lift it up again so it flexes like a diving board. And when they're done, you'll see the meat start to tear. It'll start to pull off the bones in the middle because of the weight of the rib.
Right.
Another natural indicator. It's real easy. And when they do that, you're done. Put a little sauce on them. Throw them on an open fire for a minute or two if you like sauce. Do your butter. Do your honey. Whatever you're going to do.
Right.
Give them a little bit of heat. Flare them up. And now you're working on your presentation.
Yeah. So what Bob just blew past but is really important in I think, our opinion, is that you don't cook your ribs with sauce on them for 90%, 95%
right.
of the cook. It's a dry rub only, because then you're going to get a little bit of crust. And most sauces, not all, have sugar in them. And if you cook them that long, they'll burn.
Well, and
then it gets a little bitter, and you just don't need to do that.
And honestly, one of the things I appreciate about the Memphis style is they just rarely use sauce.
Right. It's a dry rub.
And they have a... They have a nicer, kind of a spicy profile with, you know, Worcestershire profile. And I tend to like them like that. Now, I might want to have a little sauce at the table and just put a little squirt on it.
Mm-hmm.
I might want to put the ribs out and then get one of my nice little bottles and use a real pretty sauce and just put a nice... sort of a design on top of the whole rack just to tease people.
Right.
But not a bunch of sauce. Now, my wife wants a bunch of sauce. She's going to want the sticky ribs, like T-Gid's wife.
Right. Yep. And here's the last tip that we'll give, is that if you are serving sauce on the table, don't take it out of the refrigerator a minute before you put it on the table, because you're putting cold sauce on warm meat. And the combination of the two is not good. Just if you're going to serve sauce, put it in a little saucepan or put it in a bowl and just set it out on your counter for an hour before you eat, because that temperature difference, it really makes the ribs taste differently if you're putting cold sauce on a hot rib. And that's just a personal thing for me. But
sounds like it.
Yeah. I just don't like the contrast. I've got this beautiful rib in front of me, and then I put ice cold sauce on it because I just took it out of the fridge.
Sounds like something your mom must have done.
No, I did it. I've done it, and I don't like it. So it's an easy one to fix, right? But anyway. So we didn't talk about baby backs or St. Louis. That's just two different cuts off the same animal.
Yeah, it depends on if you want a lot of meat on your rib or if you want something a little easier to deal with.
Yeah, all right. Well, hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Goodbye, 24. Hello, 25. The next time you hear these pipes, we're going to be talking to you from a new year.
And make sure you go to thegrillingguys.com and check out those sponsors on the right-hand side.
Right.
Give them
That's
some
right.
love.
They're the reason for the season. But anyway, thanks for listening, and we'll talk with you next week.